Hello, friends. We're here to answer your questions one more time. Today I'm answering two questions, and to answer the questions so that you could have some visuals while I speak, I have asked AI to give me the answer to these questions, and I wanted to go over that with you. I will present so you can see my screen. Share screen. Share screen. And you want the entire screen. There. So now you can see my screen. And I'm going to go to this document that I just created. And it actually has what we're talking about. So the two things that people have asked me to explain are, how do you say what's your name in Arabic, and how do you say where are you from? So here we have it. What's your name in Arabic? To say what's your name in Arabic, you can ask a man, ma ismuka. So these are two words, but this here, which is supposed to have a hamza and a kasra under it, the word, the expression is ismuka, your name. In this case, the hamza is elided, and you actually don't pronounce it. You write the alif, but you don't pronounce that hamza of ism. And you say masmuka. And the a at the end here is what shows the masculine. Because to a woman, you say masmuki. The e at the end denotes the feminine. So masmuka. You can see the transliteration here, or masmuki. If you were to say just your name, you would say ismuka to a man and ismuki to a woman. And to answer, you say ismi. So ismi like this. There's a long e at the end, but because it's at the end of the word, it's unstressed, and therefore it's not as long as it could be. Okay, that's the first question. And ma, we use to ask questions about nouns. Ism is a noun, so we say ma ismuka. Do you know what we use to ask questions about a verb? To say what with a verb? Like, what do you do? How would you say that? Would you use ma or another word? Yes, you would use mada. We use mada to say what when referring to an action. So to say, what do? You say mada ta'mal. In fact, we say, what do you work? Amala is to work or to do. So that's the answer. Now, I wanted to get a little bit into how we say this in colloquial. So, in the Western Arabic, which is Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, you say it depends where you're from because it's such a large area, you will find different ways to say it. In Morocco, for example, they say shnous smitik. In Algeria, in the west, it's the same. In the center, you say wesmek, wesmek. And in the east, what do they say in the east? I think the same, wesmek. If you know something different, you let me know, okay, in the comments. That's what I seem to remember, wesmek. In Oran, in the West, they also say kismuk, which is short for kayfa yusammunaka, kismuk. In Tlemcen, they say kismik, kismik, which is kayfa ismuk, which is a short for kayfa ismuk. And it's the same to a male or female. We don't make this difference at the end. It's all the same. Wesmek, kismek, kismuk, kismiwak, like that. To a man or a woman, it's the same. If you go to Egyptian Arabic, they say ismek eh. The word for what is eh, and it's at the end of the sentence. So you start with ismek and then eh. Ismek eh to a man and ismik eh to a woman. So they have the difference ak and ik. Notice they are the same vowels. It's the vowel A for masculine and the vowel E for feminine. It just so happens that the vowel has moved to the previous consonant. So ismukka, the A here, has gone to the previous consonant. This is probably because when we speak, we don't pronounce declensions. So instead of having the A here, it's moved here to make sure the difference is made between masculine and feminine. So you say ismak e and ismik e, the E goes here to the mim, ismik e. In the Levant, they tend to say shu ismak and shu ismik. So the question word is at the beginning. It's not at the end of the sentence like in Egyptian Arabic. And then in the Khaliji Arabic, they say shinu ismak, shinu ismak, shinu instead of shu. That's the most common, I think. If you know anything different, let me know. Okay, so moving on to where are you from? So when talking to a man, you say min aina anta. So in fact, what you're saying is where from. From where? Min aina. Min aina. Min is from. Like when you say ana min America, or ana min al Iraq, for example, you say min to say from, and then min aina. Aina is where. Aina taskun. Aina ta'ish. Where do you live? Where do you أين تعمل, where do you work? So من أين, combining these two gives us from where. So من أين, and you say أنت to a man, أنت, and to a woman you say أنت, or to a male or a female, could be a child. It doesn't have to be a woman. من أين أنت. So أنت to a man and أنت to a woman. Otherwise, it's exactly the same. And in the in Maghribi Arabic, you say أنت منين, أنت منين, or منين أنت, من أين. So if you notice, the Hamza has been removed. As often happens in Arabic, we skip the Hamza a lot. Mnin, mnin anta. In Algeria, in the West, you could say the same, mnin. Actually, it's the same everywhere in Algeria. East, West, center, it's the same. Mnin, anta mnin, min aina. Nobody pronounces this Hamza. And then if you go to Egypt, they say anta min fein, min fein. Fein is Aina in Egyptian Arabic. And then in the Levant, they say Inta min wain. Wain is Levantine for Aina. And then in Gulf Arabic, they can say Minin, Minin. In Egypt also, you can say Minin, Minin. They also say Min wain in the Gulf, I think. If you know anything different, let me know. And then the answer is Ana min New York. And that's the same everywhere. Ana min, I from. We don't have a verb to be in this type of sentence in the present. Ana min New York, I from New York. Ana min, I am from. Okay, so that's it for today. Let me see if anybody is live on. Let me see if anybody is in the live. See comments. Any comments? I don't see any comments here. So I'm guessing you don't have any questions. If you have a question, you can type it in the chat. Let me know. I'll wait a couple of seconds. And you can ask in Arabic, English, French, or Spanish. I'm happy to answer your question in any of those languages. Go ahead and type your question. I'm waiting to see if you type anything. I'll also, let me put a link See, let me hide this. Let me put a link in the chat, and if you would like to join me in the live, you can come up and we can chat together in Arabic, English, French, or Spanish. You have this opportunity. I hope you take advantage of it. There's the link. Hi there, welcome to the live. And I've put a link in the chat if you would like to join me during this live. I'll be happy to engage you in conversation in Arabic, English, French, or Spanish. By the way, my books are behind me, and I have a link to my books on Amazon in the video description. Check them out. They make beautiful language gifts to people of different ages interested in learning languages. So give them a try. I think you may like them. Okay, I see that nobody wants to come up and practice. I hope to see you at another live. I'm going to have another live on Instagram in about 20 minutes. I hope to see you there. إلى اللقاء. السلام عليكم.